This is Tracy.
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. To begin, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
Do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
I approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
I strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Thank you. Now, overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
Moving in the right.
Thank you. If the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Joe Biden.
And for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
Disapprove.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
Approve. Strongly.
Thank you. Now, for something different, due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland's sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
I guess I approve.
Do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Somewhat support it.
Thank you. And which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland, or maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MART trains?
The second one.
Thank you. And currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Would you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
Definitely agree.
So strongly agree?
Correct.
Thank you. And would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty for at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
Strongly approve it.
Thank you. And do you support, or do you think you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
Right amount.
Now for something different. Pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
No, I don't. What was that?
Yes, what do you favor?
For having the ability to have somewhere to go?
Yes.
To talk about it?
It says that resource centers offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
I agree with whatever you were saying.
So
having the centers and stuff. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
What you just said, I agree with. They should be accountable.
Strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly favor.
Thank you. And do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
I don't agree with that.
So do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
I strongly oppose that.
Thank you. Now for something a bit more different, but before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, how frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Regularly, occasionally, only when the when the jackpot is big, or never?
Occasionally.
Thank you. And how much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? Is it a big problem? A problem, not much of a problem, or not a problem at all?
Well, I'm sure it's a big problem for quite a few people.
Thank you. And as a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play?
I guess.
So do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
I somewhat support that.
Thank you. And should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games, yes or no?
No.
And do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
I agree with that. I support it.
So do you strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly. You don't get paid enough.
Thank you. Now, do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And if you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, and had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, which one of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion
Correct.
Should be legal. Do you need the other options, or...
No, I...
In all cases. Thank you.
Yeah, because some people should not have kids. No comment.
That's fine. And now, a disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Do you consider
not
yourself
a disability? No, I'm not, but I have a family member that is.
Okay, that's fine. We want to know about you.
Okay, nope.
Thank you. Now, Maryland tipped workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tip workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
Yes, I do agree with that.
So do you strongly favor or somewhat favor?
I strongly favor.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65
that
and older?
That one.
The previous one, 50
I'm 55.
To 64?
Okay. Yeah, I'm 55. I don't care.
Thank you. And with which party are you registered to vote?
I swear to God, you were the same person that called me the last time the election was coming around.
Oh, really?
I can tell you right now, I'm sure as, yes, I am almost positive it was you, which cracks me up.
Thank you.
I'm telling you it was you. Write this number down. This lady is a crack up. This is one I want to call next 4 years around.
I'm not sure. Well, with which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you. And if the May 2024 Democratic primary election were held today, for whom would you vote for U.S. Senate if the candidates were Angela Olsebrooks and David Trone?
David Trone.
Thank you.
He seems to care about the education system more.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read you the profile of two Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate. Candidate A is a 68-year-old white male. He is currently a member of Congress in D.C., representing Maryland's 6th District. Over his career, he has led the fight for progressive priorities and providing opportunities. Candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She is currently county executive in Prince George's County. Over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. If the election were held today, for whom would you vote, candidate A or candidate B?
Probably C.
We just have candidate A or candidate B.
Oh, B. I'm sorry. I thought you said C.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all
candidate
right.
Candidate B. Now, what is your race? Are you white, African-American, other?
White.
Thank you. And what is your religious affiliation? Are you Protestant or Baptist or AME? Catholic?
Methodist.
Jewish? Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And I think, yes, with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful
day. And I'll talk to you in 4 more years.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's talk in a few years then. Goodbye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.